This is the story of Froggy and the Kitty Cat. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear the chimes ring like this.
Bling.
Let's begin now.
Wait, I gotta say, I see the last bling.
Okay, so Froggy, he was at the pet store. And he was at the pet store because he really, really wanted to get a new kitty cat. He wanted to bring it home, and he wanted to feed it, and he wanted to raise it and teach it the ways of the force and stuff like that. And so Froggy was like, "Mom, you've got to let me get this kitty cat." And he found the perfect one. It was white. And it had a little gray spot right in the middle and a little gray splotch right by his nose. And Froggy picked the perfect cat. And he said, "Mom, please, please, can we get it? The name of the cat will be..."
Princess Penelope.
Yes, that will be the name, Princess Penelope. Look at her. She's such a good cat. And so Froggy's mom said, "Well, will you take care of her? Or are you just going to, like, leave her out with no food and no water and not change her litter box and all the important stuff you need to do for a cat?" And Froggy said, "No, of course, Mom. I'll take care of the food, the water, the litter box. I'll take her for walks. I'll do everything." And she said, "Well, do you promise?" And he's like, "Yes, pinky promise." She was like, "How about double pinky promise?" And she held out two pinkies, crossed her arms, crossed her eyes, and they made a pinky promise on it. And so Froggy went home with a new kitty cat called Princess Penelope. And the first thing they did when they got home was this.
Accidentally didn't bring the kitty cat.
They forgot the kitty cat. The kitty cat was just in the car saying, "Meow, meow." And Froggy walked into the house. He had all the food. He had all the equipment that you need for a cat. And he was saying, "Mom, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for getting me this new cat." And she was like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah, no problem. You promised you would be responsible. But hey, where is the cat?" And he's like, "Oh, where is the cat? Oh, no. Blah." And he looked all around. He's like, "Oh, oh, no. She's not under the table."
Can I ask another thing in the story?
Yeah. She wasn't under the table. She wasn't hidden in the cookie jar. She wasn't hidden inside the light fixture. Where could she be? Oh, where could she be? And he remembered, oh, she's still in the car. Of course, she's still in the car. So he went back. He opened up the car, and the cat was so angry from being left in the car that she went, and jumped right on his face and started scratching his face. He's like, "No, no, ah, get it off, Mom, help, help." And he was lying on the driveway, rolling all around, and the cat was just scratching his face up. Ah! And he was like, "No, Mom, the cat's gone mad, blah." And he didn't know what to do, and he couldn't get the cat off of him. And that's when his friend Bucky came over and said, "Oh, no. That cat is trying to destroy Froggy. What's going on here?" And he pulled out a Nerf, like, water gun. And he was like, "Froggy, should I blast the cat?" And Froggy was like, "No, no, no. I have to be responsible for it." And Bucky was like, "You have to be responsible? That cat's trying to destroy you. It must be a wild cat. It must have come out of the woods. It must be a baby cougar or something." He's like, "No, no, no. It's Princess Penelope." And he's like, Bucky's like, "No, that ain't no princess. I've seen a lot of princesses. I've seen Princess Peach. I've seen Princess Leia. I've seen Snow White. And that ain't no princess. I ain't never seen no princess that scratches your face off." And Froggy's like, "No, I promise you. It is. It is." And Bucky was like, "I'm going to blast it with my water gun. If it's not off your face by the count of three. One, two, three." And he started spraying the water gun at it. And he's like, "Ah, I got it. Direct hit." And the cat went, "Ree!" And jumped into the sky. And Froggy was like, "Oh, phew. the cat's off my face. But then he realized the cat was madder than ever because it was soaked with the water gun. And Froggy was like, no, you did spray it. I told you not to spray it. Now he's extra mad. The cat landed way up high in a tree. And Froggy was like, oh, no, my mom's going to be so mad. She told me to be responsible for the cat. And now it's stuck up in a tree on the highest limb. What are we going to do? And he tried calling to the princess. And he said, princess, come on down. Penelope, I've got some yummy cat food for you.
And the cat food? Dad, I want to show you what the cat food looks like.
Yeah, the cat food looked like cake and pie, cupcakes. And so he was trying to call the cat down from the tree. And the cat couldn't get down. The cat was so scared. It was up in the tree. And he thought to himself, I know, I know. In the movies, the firemen always come get the cats out of the tree.
Then he lost him, and he couldn't find him anywhere.
I know. The cat? You're talking about the cat? Yeah. He knew the cat was up in the tree, but he couldn't see her anywhere. He's like, oh, no. I've got to call the fire department. I've got to. Did you want to say something?
No.
Okay. So he called the fire department, and the fire department came speeding over and said, oh, no. There's a cat in a tree. We're on the double. And they went, they turned on their sirens and their lights and they were blazing through town. They were squealing at every corner. And when they finally pulled up, they crashed their fire truck right into Froggy's house. And his house caught on fire. And they were like, oh no! We just made a fire. We got to put this fire out first. Hang on, cat. We'll get to you next. So they were spraying the house with the hose. And they were putting out the fire to save his house. Do you want to say something?
Yeah. And then he got all fired.
Yeah, everything was on fire. The whole house. So they had to figure out how to put that out. So they sprayed the whole house down with water. And then once that was all taken care of, they looked over at the tree and they were like, okay, now we need to get this cat out of this tree. They extended the ladder way up high into the tree. And once the ladder was up into the highest limb of the tree, the fireman was like, I found her. And he gently lifted her out of the tree. And carried her down the ladder.
And she had a fire on her head and fire everywhere on her.
No, the cat didn't catch on fire. The fireman saved her. So when she got down to the bottom of the ladder, Froggy hugged her so much and said, oh, Penelope, I've missed you so much. From here on out, I'm going to take really good care of her. So the first thing he did was he got her some food.
Dad, can I say something?
And he got her some water and some milk. Dad. And set her up all in her new home. And she loved her new home.
Dad,
and that was the beginning of a wonderful friendship between Froggy and Penelope. Now you can each say one last thing here before we log off.
Yeah. Her cage looks like a little toy princess castle, but it had a little ice cream toy on the top. So whenever she wanted to play with ice cream, she can just move the ice cream up and down.
Yep.
Then she got lost in the zoo. Yeah.
But that is a story we'll tell on another day. The end.